Testing 1, 2, 3, 4. Testing 1, 2. Good. There we go. Why does it take us so long? Can't have that much of a lead today.
Come to order. Will the senators indicate their presence by voting?
Roll shows 17 senators present this morning. Senator Eliason is excused from the call of the Senate today.
Reverend Paul Cady of the Douglas Bible Church will give the invocation.
Let us pray. Our dear Heavenly Father, our hearts are shocked and saddened as a result of the events of this morning. Indeed, in the words of Scripture, who is sufficient for these things? We feel hardly know what to think or what to say. Certainly, we know what we feel. A deep sense of loss, of tragedy, of shock. Our hearts are very burdened for the families of those who have given their lives for their nation today. And we ask in a special way now that you would be present with their loved ones, with their parents.
What happened?
Whom may be deeply scarred through what they have witnessed and experienced. God, may that strength that comes only from you and that comfort be with them at this time in their lives. And be with our whole nation, we pray. For this is something that has affected all of us. As a people, we have been touched by this tragedy. And so we would ask that you would comfort all of our hearts. And beyond that, help us to learn what you have for us to learn in this dark time. God, we ask that each of us might have open hearts to reflect seriously upon the uncertainty and the brevity of life and the great need each of us has to be rightly related to you. We know that your heart is touched by our grief and our tragedies, for indeed you have known sorrow and heartbreak yourself. And the person of your Son, having lived among us, you know what it is to be a human being. You know what it is to suffer pain, to see loved ones die. And of course, Christ himself suffered the pangs of the very cross. And so we know that when we come to you this day, we come to one whose heart understands, to one who loves, to one who can feel with us. And being able to identify with us, we ask God that you would supply that which we need in this time. And we will thank you in the heartache for your presence and for the blessing which it seems remarkably that you so often bring out of tragedy. May that be so here. Bless these folks who labor in the government. And as they go about their activities this day and throughout this week, enable them to do the job you've called them to do. And may all of us be somehow bettered and made more serious and made more of a stewardship mentality as a result of the sobering events of this day. We will thank you and praise you for that in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance. Senator Kelly.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Senator Halford.
Thank you. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the daily order of business be suspended and the calendar be held over one legislative day.
Hearing no objection, the daily order of business will be suspended. Calendar will be held over one legislative day.
Mr. President.
Senator Booth.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the prayer be put on the journal.
Hearing no objection. Senator Halford.
Mr. President, in the honor and the memory of those lost today on another frontier, I move and ask unanimous consent that the Senate stand in adjournment until tomorrow morning at 11 a.m.
The body stands adjourned.